From ALTA's perspective, the 2026 budget clearly cushions taxpayers, but not sufficiently so. It does provide some inflationary adjustments for PAYE and increases the VAT threshold for small businesses, as well as some capital gains taxes. But these are matters, as far as we're concerned, should have been introduced years ago, and are suspiciously introduced in the same year that South Africans head to the local government elections polls, as does the introduction of bailouts, quite frankly, for municipal and metro infrastructure improvements and repairs. So, there's a lot of suspicion there. Some of these gains, by the way, are negated by increases in the various levies on the fuel, which is going to increase the petrol price by another 1%, which goes on to affect other supply chain areas and transport costs and food prices. On the corruption and enforcement side, we are very pleased to see an additional 1 billion rand allocated to the criminal justice system to tackle organized crime and economic sabotage. But again, this falls well short of what we expected to be allocated to these entities that, in order to meaningfully capacitate them and to improve the fight against crime and corruption and asset recovery. The government should be doing so much more and at a much faster pace to tackle illicit trade and commercial crimes in South Africa. We almost get the impression that this is not a top priority or not top of mind for government. So while we welcome the bailout of these infrastructure repairs at municipal level, what we're not seeing is long-term meaningful ring fencing of municipal revenues for infrastructure maintenance. And we need to see accountability there. Look, this is quite frankly a budget that is treading water. It provides South Africans and small business with some slight relief. But what we need more than ever before is economic reform. We need improved growth, job creation, and broadening of the tax base. And we need to see improved accountability and structural reform. Without these, our financial stability will remain fragile.